In Senegal, a violent standoff continued this morning between riot police and protesters who oppose the president's bid for a third term in office. A protest group led by rap artists is mobilizing the youth and putting pressure on Senegal's leader to step down. With a week to go until the presidential vote, opposition demonstrations have been banned. But people are still rallying in the streets. From the capital, Dakar, NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctan reports.
The police have started throwing grenades. The riot police here at the Independence Square, where the opposition march was meant to take place. Everybody scattered.
This is a test of the long-range acoustic device.
Dakar remains jittery, with the youth and the riot police locked in running street battles using tear gas, rubber bullets and water cannon spray to chase away angry opposition demonstrators, including rappers from the Yonamar movement. Their name means "We're fed up, enough is enough." This past week, a planned overnight sleep-in protest was broken up by the security forces. Founding member and rapper Jilly Baghdad blames Abdoulaye Wade for the ban and the crackdown, and for overstaying his welcome as president of Senegal.
The Yanamar thing, everybody was Yanamar inside their chest. Everybody had that Yanamar feeling. Everybody was fed up. So as rap artists, we used to write songs to protest about how people are crying. Things are going from bad to worse. This song, Abdoulaye, faux pas force, like, Abdoulaye, do not force it. Mr. President, we swear that we're not going to let you force a third mandate.
Abdoulaye, faux pas force. Maniaque sema,
faux pas force. Abdoulaye, gotcha, gotcha. Maniaque sema, faux pas force.
The rappers have composed what's become an opposition anthem. You hear the song at Yonamar's outdoor gatherings that attract hundreds of Senegalese youth. Independent analyst Babacar Justin Ndiaye says it's ironic that the young people who helped propel Wade to power in 2000 have now turned against him. Ndiaye says Wade has squandered the goodwill of young Senegalese, whom he promised a sound education, good jobs and prospects, and a stake in their country that boasted a reputation as one of West Africa's most stable and most democratic. That was 12 years ago. Now they're telling 85-year-old Wade to go, says rapper Jilly Baghdad.
And now they're forcing our hand to be violent. As you see all throughout Dakar, people are protesting, burning tires on the streets, throwing rocks, blocking roads and stuff. So that's the situation of chaos Abdoulaye Wade wants Senegal to be. He's forcing us to be violent.
The president's allies insist his third-term bid, validated by Senegal's top court, does not violate the constitution, and Wade's interior minister, Ousmane Nghom, justifies a ban on demonstrations within the mile that includes the presidential palace in downtown Dakar.
C'est du reste cet état de fait interdisant les manifestations politiques.
The minister cites security reasons for the ban. He has described some recent protests in Dakar as a crime spree by vagrants and vagabonds. But Jilly Baghdad says the rappers are just trying to wake people up and convince the Senegalese that only they will bring change.
We have this slogan called NTS, new type of Senegalese, nouveau type de Senegalais. That's what Yanamar is trying to build, but do it in the most peaceful way. Enough is enough. He has to go.
The rappers, the opposition, and other demonstrators vow they'll continue to protest and make Senegal ungovernable unless President Wade withdraws his candidacy ahead of next Sunday's vote. Ophébia Quist-Arctan, NPR News, Dakar.